Podcast. Let's just do podcast intro first, real quick.
Yeah.
Let's get that done.
The Gaundi and Maz Show.
Where do we even start with this, Maz?
Can I be really honest?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what we did on the show today because it was exhausting because it was so busy and so fun.
Yeah, and you know what the great thing about that is? You have a podcast to remember everything. So tune in, listen right now, and it's all there for you.
It's all there. Yeah. It was all awesome.
Yep.
It was so awesome. I had so much fun doing the show today that I'm that exhausted that I have like slight amnesia now.
Yeah. Take our word for it, guys. It's a great one.
It's a great one. You're going to love everything that we did.
Oh, how good's a list?
Have they made a list? Better check that twice.
They're always checking them lists.
List.
This is a list of the sexiest birth months.
Yeah, I love how this quote-unquote scientific research
scientific,
came about.
Yeah, that's the key word.
So a bunch of legends got together and they got the 500 sexiest celebrity list. They got that list and then they divided it up into months. And their scientific research has produced this list, which says the more sexy celebrities that are born in a month means that that is a sexier month to be born in, right?
Right,
yeah. And so now we've got a list from 1 to 12.
And so I thought let's go through our listeners. Let's get their birth months. Let's see where they fall on the sexy list.
Yeah, so you call us 131060. Tell us the month that you were born in and we'll tell you how sexy you are according to the list.
Maddie, good morning.
How you going?
Ooh, he sounds sexy, I'll say that. Maddie, that's a deep voice there, man. Give us your birth month. I'll tell you how sexy you are compared to others.
June.
Okay, June we have here.
Oh
my God, man.
Mate.
No, not Maddie.
You're not going to like this. Dude,
you are dead last on the sexy list.
Oh, real?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the 12 out of 12.
Yep. Only 29 celebrities fall in your month of the sexiest anyway, which puts you right at the back
only
end.
Only slightly last, but definitely last. Yeah. That's a bit unfortunate.
That's a bit rough.
It's a bit rough,
You don't really sound like you care that much.
Oh, I think as long as the missus thinks so, it's all good.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's 100% it.
You
found someone, even though you were born in June, which is the month of stinkers, according to this list.
Well, as long as he's number one on his missus list, that's all that really matters, Maddie, and you sound sexy to us, man. Let's go to Stacey. Stacey, good morning. Hello, Stace.
Hello.
Hey,
Stacey.
What's your birth month? I'll look it up for you on this list.
March.
March, is it?
Ooh.
What have we got here, Maz?
What date in March?
1st of March.
Ooh, I'm the 2nd.
Oh, right next to each other. There you go. Well, you guys are right in the middle of this list. You sit 6th on the sexiest month list. Right in the middle. 6th in the sexiest month list.
Which means that we're average.
Yep. You don't sound average to us, though, Stace. We'll say that.
You sound great, babe. And you're having a laugh along, which I really appreciate you finding the humour in.
Hey,
this.
In the running for our caller of the week, and that's all that matters. $500 at the Iconic.
And also, like, half sexy.
Half sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's a positive way of looking at it.
Depends on the day of the week.
You're half sexy.
Sometimes you fall one way, other days you fall another. Beck, birth month, please. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
February.
Feb. A bit of Feb action, hey?
Yeah, a bit of Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
is that your birthday, Valentine's Day?
Oh, well, the day before.
Oh, yes. A double whammy for you.
Okay, the month of love. You have 49 celebrities in this list for Feb, which puts you 3rd
on
the sexy list.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's good.
It's up. We're getting up there.
Top 3.
Top 3's good.
That's good.
It's good to know, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It'll get me through the day, won't it?
Yeah. Now you know. Now you actually know that you are the 3rd sexiest.
Couple more. Let's go to Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning. I got through again. I'm so excited.
Well, let's see how...
Twice,
let's see how sexy you are here, Danielle, to your month. What month were you born in?
The sexy month of August.
It's a very sexy month. You sit at number 2.
Yeah, the 2nd sexiest month.
great. I thought it'd be number one for sure, but we can't have everything, can we?
No, you cannot,
no,
unfortunately.
No, we can't.
Get on the radio twice in a week and you're done.
Well, let's go, Danielle. Let's see how you feel about this, because John joins us on the air right now. John, hit us with your birth month. Oh, John's not there? Oh, there he is. There's John.
Yeah, April.
April.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gaundy, what month were you born
in? I am also April. April 3rd. John, where in April do you sit, mate?
28.
End of April. What are you, Gaundy?
The 3rd, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Get excited, guys, because we are number one on the list, baby. Oh, yeah, Johnny, we are the sexiest.
Anyway, yeah.
That's right, the sexiest month is April.
Cool.
It is cool.
It is cool,
you know,
isn't
what's
it?
So funny. Gaundy found this story and he's reading through it. And then I know the. He was like, oh, have you seen this list of sexiest birth months? And then I know the moment that he read that April was the sexiest month. He's like, we're doing it on air! We're going to do it on air!
Also, my friend's April as well.
Oh, wow.
I bet your friend is very sexy.
A couple of sexy friends.
And look, John, if we were last on this list, there's no way we would have talked about this on air. No way, man. Going, going, going! It's the segment that just keeps on giving, Maz.
Here we are again.
And it gives to the people that are looking to get rid of things.
Absolutely.
And it's also the segment that got our boss, Speedy, very excited. He wasn't too sure about it when we went to sell my jocks for charity. But it went off.
Sure did.
He also said, is that the segment where you just sell stuff? Yeah, it
yes,
is, mate.
Yes, it is, but it works.
And Michael is our guy this morning with the item to sell. Hello, Mick.
Good morning, team. How are we?
Well, man.
So good. How are you going?
I'm fantastic for Thursday.
Good stuff. All right. You are selling a 2003 signed Penrith Panthers jersey.
Absolutely. I'll even throw in a pair of jocks.
Unnecessary, mate. We don't really need that to become the staple of this segment.
Yeah, I like
where
it.
People are like, yeah, I'll just chuck in a pair of my jocks for fun. Sorry, mate. No,
oh,
I'm shutting
quality.
That down.
No, that is quality from Michael. That's good stuff. Hey, so Michael, signed by the entire team. It is framed, ready to go. And it's, so we've got it up on our socials. We've had people tagging their mates who are Panthers fans. But tell us why you're selling this, because it's all going to a great cause.
Yeah, well, I'm doing a fundraiser for the Heart Foundation of Australia. So basically, yeah, we've set a goal of $3,000, which I'm edging towards. And then, the final product, I'm committed to do a 50K trek around the Flinders Ranges next year.
Well done,
with
man.
With the Heart Foundation.
Yeah,
so
good on
couple,
you, too.
A couple of things in there to kick it off and to help the Heart Foundation, because we all know someone that's had some sort of heart issues or heart attacks and whatnot. So, and we've all got hearts.
We all have a heart. All right. Dig deep. That's what we want. 13 10 60. If this is something that you think you can find a home for, we'd love it to go to a great home. The money's going to an excellent charity, the Heart Foundation of Australia. And Sam
just
already
before
called
Sam,
through.
Sam joins us, I just want to say, keep in mind, guys, tax write-off if you're a business, and we'll give your business a shout-out on the air as well. So there's value in it for you for putting in this bid. Now, before we take our first bid, Sam, why exactly is it that you want this jersey? There's a bit of a story there.
Yeah, so I had a bet with my boyfriend over the grand final because I'm actually a Bunnies fan. And sadly, I lost that bet, so I had to change my Facebook profile picture to me dressed in a Panthers jersey and hat for a week.
Yeah.
So all my friends and family think I'm a turncoat, and I nearly got disowned. But I've since changed it back, and I heard your segment, and I thought, you know, that would be like a really nice thing for me to do as a girlfriend, even though it goes against my moral compass for my Bunnies.
That's girlfriend of the year stuff right there, Sam.
How good is that? That's amazing.
All
right. Well, this is right up your alley. All right. 13 10 60 with your bids, guys. Come on. Dig deep for the Heart Foundation. And this is the last time, other than this year, the Panthers won the premiership too, by the way,
it's
2003.
True.
So
it's a big deal too.
One not to be missed for the Panthers fans, or as we found out from Sam here this morning, not even a Panthers fan, Sam.
No.
For anyone that's missed the story, you're actually buying this for your partner, right?
Yeah, I'm buying this for my boyfriend because the Panthers beat my poor old Bunnies, and you know, I am a good girlfriend. A bet's a bet. And I don't know about it being on the wall, like maybe in the garage or something.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, you guys can figure that out when it gets to your house.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Michael's the one selling this. We're selling it on his behalf for Going Gorned. He's raising money for the Heart Foundation. Now, if you're a business and you want a shout out for your money and also a tax write-off for the bid as well,
yep.
This is your opportunity to get yourself on air on 131060. But Sam, kick us off here this morning. What is your opening bid?
All right, so let's start the bid at $100.
Oh, that's a good starting bid, Sam.
Great starting price.
I mean, that would. I love that Sam is starting at $100, but it's like through gritted teeth because she's not the Panthers fan. It's like, yeah, $100. But you're being a good girlfriend. And that's excellent.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
All right, let's go to Angela now, who joins us here this morning. Angela, what would be your bid?
$150.
And are you a Panthers fan, Angela?
I am not. I hide at the other end of the house when my psychotic family watch Panthers.
Right, okay. So who in your family is the Panthers fan?
Hubby, kids.
Everyone bar you.
Yeah, I don't watch football at all. I hate it. And it's even worse because they're so passionate. They scream and it's really intense.
This is so funny. Two non-Panthers fans in a bidding war for a signed Panthers jersey. I love this.
Well, let's go back to Sam. We've got a $150 bid on the table here, Sam. Back to you.
All right, so let's go $200.
She's gone up to the two. Yes. I like where this is heading, Angela.
Okay, this is good.
Angela, back over to you. $200 is the current bid from Sam.
$250.
Oh, we're going up in some decent amounts here.
Yeah.
This is no $10 game.
This is good. And we've got some other bidders.
Well, before we go to the other bidders, I just want to go back to Sam because, Sam, you've kicked us off. Angela's gone $250. Are you still in this?
Look, I don't know what price you put on love, right? I'll stay in for a little bit longer.
Okay.
All right. Well, you've got to go higher than $250 if you want in.
All right, so let's go $300.
Yes, Sam.
$300 for love.
All right, well, let's...
love that.
Okay, so Angela and Sam both are still in this. Angela, have you still got more up your sleeve?
Look, I'll go $325.
$325 from Angela. Let's go to Brody, who joins us now. Brody, the current bid is $325, man. Are you in or out on this?
Hey, I'm in. Send me in for $450.
$450, he's skyrocketed it.
That's great. Oh, Brody's just come in with a $450 bid.
Okay, Sam, back to you.
Oh, look, you know, I'm out.
Hey, no shame in that.
Good
no shame
you,
in that, Sam. Well done.
But thanks for having me.
That's all right.
Thanks for being on.
Love conquers all, babe.
Thanks.
Good on you, Sam. It's sad when someone leaves us in this, we know. But Angela, $450 is the current bid from Brody.
Look, I wish I could dial a friend and ask Hubby how much he'd be prepared to actually show his support for the Panthers with this bid.
Yes. Yes. What are we thinking, though? Just do it and don't tell him. He's going to be happy with the jersey anyway, right?
Yeah, this is the good thing because it is for him and the kids,
yeah,
right?
He did it for them.
He's not going to be unhappy about it.
True. I don't know. I'm a bit like the girl that just dropped out, though. Is it something that I really want on my wall?
Let's not overthink it, Angela.
Let's go. 460.
Oh, she's in. She's still in. 460. Respect. 460 okay. Is the current one there. Brody, have you got more in you?
Yeah, I got 475.
475 from Brody. He's pretty keen by the sound of things, Angela.
Look, I'll go 480.
480, okay. We're back and forth here, guys. Just take it away, Brody. Jump in if you've got more than 480.
Mate, let's go big. Let's go 500.
500 it is, Angela. Back to you.
Oh, look, I think I'm going to have to, much to probably my husband's disappointment, but pull out too.
That's okay, that's
right,
Angela.
Babe.
Respect.
As
500
I said to
bucks.
Sam, yeah. Love conquers all, babe.
That's right.
It's all good. Thanks
all
for
right.
bidding.
Guys.
So the current bid. So
bye.
What?
We're at $500 for the jersey. Brody, are you wanting a shout-out or anything for your business? Is that why you called, or are you just a Panthers fan? Where do you sit on this?
Just a Panthers fan, but I'll give a big shout-out to Big Paddy.
Big Paddy.
Okay, Big Paddy it is. All right.
Okay, cool.
Let's go out to the phone room because they are taking some calls behind the scenes. Maddie, are you able to jump on with us with some bids out there, or what do we do here? Because we've got some coming through that can't make it to air right now. Is that true?
Yes. So we did have a bid from Matt out in Bathurst.
Yes.
He is a big Panthers fan, and he was wanting to bid $1,200.
Now, is he a legitimate bid? This is what we have to... Is he legitimate?
I said to him, your reception's bad. Can we fix it? He said, no, but I want to make sure my bid's in.
Okay, so his bid is in at $1,200?
That's what Matt said to me, yes.
Oh, okay.
So this is like at a real auction. So producer Matt, you're the person with the number and you're sticking the other Matt's number.
And if that's
in the
legit, we're taking it because we want the most we can get for this.
So
for the
$1,200. Matt back now.
Yep, $1,200.
That's a big jump.
You in or out on that, Brody?
Mate, the kids won't be fed for weeks if I do that. Oh.
Family first. Love conquers all. Hey, thank you, Brody.
We take the bids wherever we can get them. We currently sit at $1,200. I think that could be the sale price.
That's
right there.
That's got to be the winning bid, surely.
Michael, you're the one selling this jersey. Would you be happy with $1,200 for the signed jersey?
Oh, surely we can get more out of it. For the
Michael!
Playing a
bloody hell, mate. Well, look, $1,200 is our highest currently. We don't have any others on the board more than $1,200. That's a pretty good price, to be fair. I've got to say $1,200 is pretty damn good.
I'm good.
Beck's here. Beck, are you going to go any higher than $1,200? I don't think so, going by what we see
silence,
on the screen.
No? The silence says everything
okay,
there.
Okay, no, she's out at $1,200.
Can we try and get Matt, the $1,200 bidder, on, even though he's in and out of bad reception? Is that the issue?
I think they're trying to chat to him right there. He's just a massive Panthers fan. And there's another call coming through as well.
Oh, my goodness.
This has gone off.
Yeah, this is amazing.
So, but I think we do have to call it at some point.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, hang on. Dean's tapped in. Dean, how much would you like to put in?
Yeah, Dean, I'll put in $1,500. Thanks, mate.
Yes. Yes. Dean, $1,500. That is our top bid currently. Michael, you've got to be happy with that.
Absolutely. Come on, Dino.
Oh, come on, Dino. Okay, Dean, any shout-outs for your business or anything at $1,500?
Yeah, Hertondo Homes, mid-North Coast, mate. We'll proudly hang it on the wall there.
Oh, wow.
It's going to look nice on that wall. I can feel it. $1,500. Not taking any more bids unless they're more than $1,500, guys, out there. If that's just matching it, that's it.
Yeah, we've got a few matches coming through, which is
Daniel, do you want to go higher than 1,500?
Oh, 1,501.
Oh, he's gone a dollar. Come on now.
That's kind of annoying at this stage.
Yeah.
Like, funny, but annoying.
No, look, I think...
I'll hang on and listen to a few others if you like.
I think we call it at 1,500 for Dean. He wants to proudly hang it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And, you know, it's going to go in a business, on display, looks good, 1,500 for Dean, going once, 1,500 for Dean, going twice, going three times. I've just been told there's a bid at 1,750. I've just been told there's a bid at 1,750.
Is this the invisible bidder, Matt?
This is the invisible.
Calling you through Matt, and dropping out.
Matt out in Bathurst, who's dropped out, but he managed to get a 1,750 in.
1,750, he reckons.
And he's a serious bidder. Like, you can confirm that he's not just having a lull.
He's not
just ringing you up and saying numbers and then hanging up and having a laugh.
No, he's not.
Serious bidder.
His phone line is terrible, but he gets it out.
Oh, that hurts for Dean at the very last second. Dean, 1,750, man. What's your take?
Oh, listen, I'll have to speak to the marketing team. No, actually, I'll go above their heads, mate. 2,000.
2,000 from Dino. Oh, Michael, you've got to be happy with 2K.
Yeah.
Depending where he is, I'll bring it down myself.
He'll even bring it down himself. We're selling it at $2,000. That is... Yeah! Well done, fellas. Well done. $2,000. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Let's say a big good morning to Anton, the barefoot Dutchman who joins us from his walk. Good morning, Anton.
Good morning.
How are you going, mate?
I'm really good. I'm after 161 days, I'm only 4 days away from finishing this walk, so I'm getting pretty excited.
Mate, I've got to ask, how are your feet? Because you've done this whole thing with no shoes, which I find stunning.
Yeah, they're definitely not loving life at the moment. They're pretty bruised up, but they're still doing the trick. They're still No one step in front of the other getting to the finish line.
Are they better or worse than you thought they were going to be?
It's kind of weird. I thought they would be like all calloused up and strong. They're definitely stronger than they were in week one, but they're just so sensitive right now. Like even walking on grass can be a bit of a mission every now and then.
Ooh, and we've got bindies here too, so you've got to watch out for those bindies.
They're the worst.
Well, look, you're going to break a Guinness World Record, and you are doing it for charity, which is Gotcha for Life. Actually, you're raising money for four different charities. Is that right?
Yeah, true. So I'm raising money for two organizations here in Australia and two in the Netherlands, all mental health based. And Gotcha for Life is the one in Australia that raises awareness and funds for multiple mental health organizations, and Tomorrow Men being one of them. So I work for both of them.
So it's an amazing cause. And you got a shout out from Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, you like twice, actually. He FaceTimed me somewhere at the start of June. And then just yesterday, all of a sudden, I got a notification. Hugh Jackman mentioned you in his story. It's like, oh, holy hell.
How does that come about? How does Hugh Jackman get across this?
Well, Gus Worland, the founder of Gotcha for Life, is a high school best mate of Hugh Jackman. And yeah, they've been talking about it. Like they still call almost every day. And yeah, they've been talking about the whole trip. And you apparently asked a lot about how my journey is going.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, he keeps sharing it.
That's really sweet.
We've got the audio here. So this is Hugh Jackman with the shout out.
The second shout out I've given to Anton, the barefoot Dutchman. Why am I doing a second? Because the last one was in June. That's right. Anton has been walking around Australia way before I said it in June, and it's now October. Barefoot around Australia, raising awareness and money for Gotcha for Life. Anton, it's amazing what you're doing. I hope you're getting all the support you need out there on the road. We're thinking of you. Everybody who follows me is thinking of you. Keep going, champ.
That's amazing.
That's really nice. It's got to put that an extra so cool. spring in your step towards the back end of this walk,
That's
surely.
It. Yeah, for sure. This gives you so much energy. Just the response from people in general every single day to see like how many people come out or walk with me or help out in whatever way they can. And then just to get it from you, Jackman, as always, of course, like a massive energy boost.
100%.
This is great for me because maybe I should have done this because I've been trying to get a shout out from Hugh Jackman for about 3 years now. Anton, I actually gave Hugh Jackman a shout out on New Year's in 2018, I think it was, or 2019. It was on national TV in the States. Here's a little bit of that audio.
Shout out to Hugh Jackman. Yes, Americans know Hugh Jackman.
That was me on national TV in America.
That's you in a bar at midnight getting interviewed on American television.
Yeah.
That's and pretty funny.
I was pretty loose at that stage, as you can imagine, Anton, and I've been waiting for a reply
Return.
Ever since, and I haven't got it, but here's you.
I'll mention it to him the next time he speaks up again. Like, there's someone else that wants your attention.
Please.
Or just walk barefoot from Cairns to Sydney.
I might have to if he doesn't do it off the back of your requests.
Yeah.
Looks like it's the only way I can get it done. I've been waiting for a return from Hugh. That would be amazing. All right.
Yeah, well.
I'll hold you to that. I'll call you again.
It does sound like Hugh Jackman only kind of does shout outs to people who are doing really amazing work in the men's health space.
Mate, I gave him some love on air. Like,
I'm just
he
saying,
needs the promotion
there's
across
you,
America.
Like hanging out in a bar on a holiday in New York, doing a shout out. And then there's Anton, like different stratospheres. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not here to argue that, Anton. You've outdone me. For sure. But if you could pass it on, that would be amazing. So what's the plan when you finish this thing? How are you celebrating the end?
Well, that's a bit of a tricky one, of course, because we can't really organize something.
Mm.
But I'm finishing in Manly, where I live, on the main beach in front of the Life Saving Club.
Yeah.
And I just sent a message. I was like, hey, I want to create a bit of a Forrest Gump moment. Have as many people as possible, COVID safe, of course, walk with me towards the finish line to
Amazing.
Kind of create a moment of unity as well, like standing together for all the people that are dealing with their mental health now as well, to show them they're not alone. We're all here together to support you. So hopefully we can create a bit of a buzz with doing that just by doing the last few hundred meters together
Love
and all finishing together.
Oh, that's so good. That finish line, man, that is going to feel good after all those kilometres.
Oh, I cannot wait to put a pair of socks on.
I think your feet would be too sore for that, wouldn't it? You just have to put your feet up.
Fresh socks.
Yeah, oh, that's probably going to be the deal. Like, me just laying on the couch for about a week, just trying to recover for a bit. But know myself as well, I'll get restless and want to go out, especially if the sun is out. So, yeah. Shoes and socks, it is again.
Look, man, amazing cause. And if people want to follow your journey, do they just jump onto your socials? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so they can go to Instagram or Facebook, The Barefoot Dutchman. And if people want to donate to the four charities that I walk for, they can go to thebarefootdutchman.com.
Great, it's all there.
Perfect. If it's good enough for Hugh Jackman, it's good enough for us. Anton, thanks so much and all the best with the rest of the trek.
Thanks very much, and thanks for having me on the show.
No worries. See ya.
Been a little while since we spun the dumb idea wheel.
It's the wheel of dumb ideas.
We are actually having more added right now. Hey, Maddie.
Are you able to add
let's get them up.
There's a fresh
batch.
Load.
Yeah.
Batch. That's a good word.
Batch is a good word.
There's a fresh batch of dumb ideas straight from our brains that need to be added to this wheel before we give it a spinaroo this morning.
Every time we spin it, we talk about it. These are the things we don't want to just get on air and just say, hey, here's something we want to speak of, because they're too dumb.
It's a good place for ideas to land, because at least they don't get completely wasted then.
Yeah.
So you have an idea. And sometimes when you're just looking around the room at the people that you've pitched the idea at, there's a particular look, and you know that the look means that's going straight on the dumb idea wheel.
Often these are the most fun ones, though, aren't they? These are the ones that, you know, we have the most fun with.
Yeah.
Like, you love the Friends Clap one.
Oh,
that's been your favourite so far.
So good.
Yeah, it was good.
I'd never thought about that before in my entire life on this planet. But I feel like I nailed the Friends Clap.
We had to get the Friends Clap right on the money. You did very well.
I thought I did okay at that. I've never really tried.
All right, Maddie's just adding the last couple
good
here.
Stuff, Maddie.
Once you're done, Maddie, just give it a spin.
Yeah, why don't you just give it a...
Once they're up there, just give it a spin. And away we go.
That'll do. Come on, mate. We're on the radio here. There it is.
Matt's just taking his time, cruising. All right, here we go.
What do we got?
We got there.
If you were reincarnated,
yep.
What animal would you want to come back as?
I like this one.
Okay, would you have a response?
Well, a turtle is... a turtle is my spirit animal.
Since when?
Slow and steady wins the race. I've been told I look turtle-ish.
Like a Murray River short-necked turtle?
Like a little short-necked sort of... I've been told I look like a turtle.
Who told you that you look like a turtle?
Well, Jamie thinks I've grown out of the turtle looks.
You're a tortoise now.
Yeah, I'm sort of evolving. But I was told, I used to get called the turtle by...
You did not.
Yeah. Whipper from Fitz and Whipper used to call me the turtle.
I have never heard this and nickname for you ever.
Remember the signed red food from LMFAO turtle hat?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle hat.
He bought me the turtle hat because he said I look like a turtle. So that's where it all started.
Okay, now that you're saying it.
Oh, now you can see it.
Oh, my God.
You can see the... I'll take the hat off. Can anyone see the
This show needs to be called Maz and the Turtle.
Maz and the Turtle.
That's a really good radio duo. Yeah.
Because I haven't had a cut.
You look like a turtle.
I look turtle-ish.
You do now. Oh, don't do that face. That's weird.
Hayley's laughing like...
Yeah. So are you saying that you want to come back as a turtle? Because I feel like you're living the turtle vibes
in this
lifetime.
Well, turtles, they live a long time. They're cruising. They have a good time in the ocean.
In the rivers.
And everyone loves them. Who doesn't love a turtle?
It's so true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a really, really good answer.
That's mine.
Okay. That's great. Yeah. You've really thought about this.
Go for it, Maz.
So I would like to come back as... Oh, man, I love animals too, so it's hard to choose. But my favourite animal is a cow.
They're sacred in India.
They are sacred in India.
Yeah.
And I have West Indian roots from my mum.
Yep.
So that all checks out. They're very sacred animals. And
cows get eaten, though.
Yeah, but
no one's eating a turtle.
No, I hope not.
No.
But the type of cow I want to come back as is a miniature Highland cow.
Okay.
They're the really furry, fluffy ones, and their hair is so long it goes over their eyes. They're the ones with the horns. And people don't eat those ones because they're too damn cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cow.
Too cute to cut up and stick on a fork.
Yes. It pays to be cute.
Miniature hairy cow.
Okay. I can see that for you. That's good. That works well for you.
We're really staying in our lanes aren't we?
We are. Quickly to the rest of the team, just very quickly.
Absolutely. This is very important business.
Hayley?
I would be a cat with 9 lives.
Okay.
Oh, that's smart.
I only live...
I can annoy people.
Yeah, but they only live like, you know, 16, 17.
I can do cats. Risky things.
Risky business.
Yeah. Yeah, right. A lot of people don't like cats either, though. A lot of people are allergic to cats.
You'd be that's a right, risky I don't mind. Cat.
Don't mind. Keep people away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Maddie?
I was going to say the domestic dog. Great animal.
The domestic dog, the house dog.
Just a regular pet.
Well, no, I wouldn't be regular. I would be me, but...
I would be me.
That's a wrap for Gondi and Maz. Make sure to follow Hit New South Wales Breakfast on Facebook and Instagram to get even more of that fun feeling. You can even leave a review for the show and tell us what you think.